Welcome back to Real Estate and You. I'm your host, Scott Allison. And folks, thanks for listening to me the first half. Me and Jeremy ramble on about different things. Now I've got somebody a lot smarter than either one of us. I got Valerie with me. Valerie, thank you.
Thank you, Scott. Glad to be here.
You're a busy, busy lady, aren't you?
Well, it has been very busy, very blessed.
And what could you do a very good job?
Thank you very much.
And the reason she had to be at this radio show today, I'm just going to tell you, is she asked me to come speak at her little club. She didn't tell me that I had to be there at 6:50 in the morning.
And you did very good, and we very much appreciate it. So I did not gripe about coming today whatsoever.
Well, and folks, in fact, you realize, I've had several people, do you know, they say we are the most entertaining radio shoe people. That's all we're entertaining. I kept saying, I said, but you know, there's really some really good information when Valerie and I go over this stuff.
Not full of crap.
That's probably why. But they never mentioned that, you know, that was knowledgeable. Or, you know, I thought all these people said, man, you had the mayor on. That was such good information, Scott. You had, you know, so-and-so. You had John Beck. You had this. We've had all these different people. They're so they said, but you and I are just entertaining. But I think we're kind of a little educational on this, aren't we?
We can try to be.
So I want you to say some really smart things here, okay?
Okay, I'm going to try.
Give us an update on the mortgage world.
Okay, if anybody thinks it has slowed down in San Angelo, Texas, or that our market is not good in San Angelo, Texas, you'd be wrong. You'd be wrong, as it is very busy. The market is doing very well. Houses are selling. Houses are moving. People are buying. People are moving. It's wonderful. I mean, there's just zero complaint from us. The rates have gone up just a tad bit.
What's a tad bit?
4.25%.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, a whole quarter. So they've gone up just a little bit. And we are telling people when you come in, let's lock in the rate, whereas we used to gamble a tad bit. We're not gambling right now. But everything is good. I mean, it's like I said, there's just nothing we can complain about other than the fact of just having enough hours in the day to get our stuff done.
Can we talk just a minute? Because this is a concern that I do have, and from us being in the business for a long, long time.
Mm-hmm.
And back in the day, it was a big deal because rates were jumping up and jumping down and more up than down. And you'd come in and Envirio would qualify you at blah, 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 and everything looked good. Well, in 2 weeks from now, the rates jump up a full percent. Guess what? Maybe you didn't qualify anymore.
Yeah.
Or you certainly weren't happy with your new payment. So that's what she said, lock in. So mm-hmm. When you talk about what Nick say, lock in.
I used to be very gutsy. And then
you're still very gutsy.
Yeah, but about 2008, I think it was, is whenever the change happened. And I can't remember what year it was. But what happened was, is like one day, everything was great. And rates were continuing to decline, or at least not going up. Because that's always my thought of, if rates are not going up, then let's watch them. Well, I went to bed one night, and I came back to work the next day, and rates had gone up a full point.
So what you get for leaving work.
Exactly. Should have stayed there. And so I tried, because I always try to give people what they want, I tried to help people and get them what they wanted, and it cost a complete fortune to do. So therefore, nowadays, of course, you can't do that. Back then, you know, we could credit you for a lot. With all the changes, we can't do that anymore.
Is that the QREM?
Yeah, all that crap stuff that we're doing. So it's like now you can't do that. So it is what it is, and the market is what it is, and just lock it in. The little people that were just in my office, we were laughing about because they wanted an 0.8% better, which... they're good people, so you know, what can I say? But fours are awesome.
Yes.
Single digits are awesome. For those of us that are old that lived through double digits forever, this is good. And so, you know, everybody just lock in when you come in. Let's get you done, get you in, get you out. Within 30 days, you have a home.
Well, and
that's a ticket.
And I still remember the story, and I've got it in my head. And this has been a gazillion years ago when you were at Investors Mortgage. Freestanding building, remember that deal?
It was a gazillion years ago.
But I had two different people, and they both got in. You know how they got that rate? And I'm going to tell you at the end what the rate was. They spent the night, and the whole building was circled with people in sleeping bags. They spent the night because it was first come, first serve bond money.
Exactly.
And you know what great rate they got? You remember?
11.35.
That was their great rate. They spent the night for.
So,
and literally did.
Yeah, it is crazy. But let's talk about that. Is that bond programs used to come out, state bond programs used to come out every 4 or 5 years, and people would spend the night for bond programs. The rates were about what the rates were, but there was a grant with them, blah, 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 blah. Nowadays, the bond loans just stay out all the time. Okay, so there's a lot of bond loans out there. So if you don't have money for a down payment, but you have good credit and you're a first-time home buyer, or not even real first-time home buyer on all these, but you're good, you don't make a ton of money, but you make good money, there may be a program out there. The interest rate would be a little bit more expensive. Like right now, they're going about 5, but you get a 5% grant that goes with it for your down payment. So there are avenues out there now that are out there year-round that we also do.
Well, and other different examples. And I'm going to say, as the rates go up, and believe me, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm the one who protests and hate when you hear the word like negative AM mortgages, you know, that type stuff. But I probably would be a good candidate for an adjustable rate mortgage, to be honest. That probably not going to stay in a house more than 5 years.
Other than the fact of that right now on an adjustable, you're not getting much better rate than you are for the fixed interest rate.
Do you think, though, as the rates keep going up?
Yes, then adjustables are going to be more popular.
That's what I'm thinking, too.
And that will be a very good radio show at that point in time, though, because a lot of people don't understand adjustables. And so you need to know the ins and outs of them.
I've never been huge on the FHA. But, folks, I'm going to tell you how important I think an FHA loan is right now. And value, you jump in here. Especially if I'm going to buy a house, let's say I'm going to buy a $100,000 house, I can get an FHA loan, and it's blocked in at 4.5%, let's say. If it's a fixed rate for 30 years for 4.5%, and let's just say after the elections, because usually that's when the rates are going to go up again, if they jump up to 6, 7, 8%, which they're going to jump up.
They have to at a given time.
Guess what? I can now sell my house, and it's called buying a mortgage. There's value in a mortgage. So people, maybe my house is now worth 3 years from now worth 110, but guess what? I'm going to price it at 129.9, and I'm going to get probably 125, probably 15,000 more than I would, because somebody's going to pay me. They have the down payment, and they can assume my loan, qualify to assume my loan by mortgage rate, because they know what they're going to save every month because of the spread of 2 or 3% on that mortgage rate.